Mr. President, honorable ministers and head of delegations, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the government of Rwanda, allow me first of all to congratulate you, Mr. President, and all members of the Bureau of this session. The delegation of Rwanda believes that your wisdom will guide this assembly to reach fruitful deliberations. The Rwandan delegation assures you of its full support. The delegation of Rwanda commends Dr. Margaret Chan, Director General of the World Health Organization, for her leadership, commitment, and determination exhibited in managing the World Health Organization Secretariat. Mr. President, it is recognized that rapid progress to achieve the health-related Millennium Development Goals in developing countries is slowed down by the weak health systems and their malfunction. Health system strengthening is therefore the key priority for these countries, and Rwanda estimates that the human resource for health are the center of actions targeting the health system strengthening. To meet the recommendations of the World Health Organization on health workers density, Rwanda is implementing a human resource for health strategic plan that covers the period 2012-2019. During the implementation of this strategic plan, Rwanda will gradually reach its intermediate targets so that at the end of the plan, the country will have for each category of staff recommended numbers to deliver healthcare according to norms established. However, staff alone is not sufficient to ensure healthcare delivery. Building a solid and sustainable healthcare system involves taking into account all the health system strengthening building blocks as well. In addition to human resources, Rwanda has also privileged geographical and financial access to healthcare, as well as a strong leadership at all levels of healthcare delivery. This is why Rwanda has organized a decentralized healthcare system complying exactly with the administrative organization. At each administrative level corresponds a health facility level and healthcare delivered following the decentralization principles, mainly complementarity and subsidiarity between levels. These principles enable to efficiently use the few resources the country has. In this context, Rwanda is focusing on community health programs, evidence-based, to solve the majority of problems faced by the population. Community-based health insurance for universal health care is one of these community health programs. The Rwanda Constitution recognizes that health is one of the fundamental rights for the people. Rwanda is therefore committed to ensure that all Rwandans have access to health insurance. The country has not only established an equitable system for the population to pay the premium required to benefit from services covered by the community-based health insurance in an equitable manner, taking into account the income of the population, but also the country pays the totality of the premium for persons identified as unable to pay themselves. More than 90% of Rwandans are currently covered either by the community-based health insurance or by other health insurances operating in the country. Mr. President, although the 1994 genocide that had decimated the population had also destroyed the health system and occasioned gaps in all components of the health system, Rwanda has achieved good results, putting the country on the path to meet most of the health-related MDGs. Indeed, Rwanda managed to maintain immunization coverage for children at more than 95% coverage rate for the last 6 years, and it now routinely delivers to its children more than 10 vaccines, including rotavirus, rubella, and human papillomavirus. The country has decreased the child mortality by 70.4% from 2002-2011. Decreased the maternal mortality rate by 60% from 2000 to 2010. TB mortality rate fell by 78%, while prevalence and incidence of TB fell by 71%. The TB treatment success rate increased and is higher than 85% since 2006. The malaria incidence and the morbidity decreased by 86%, and the malaria deaths decreased by 74% between 2005 and 2011. in HIV sites, 91% of people in need of treatment have it. The mortality related to AIDS has been decreased by 78%, and the retention of HIV positive people on treatment is above 90%. The transmission of HIV from mother to child has declined from 10.8% in 2004 to 1.9% in 2012, and HIV new infections reduced by 50%. However, important efforts have to be intensified to maintain and improve current achievements. Particular efforts have to be deployed to tackle malnutrition, especially chronic malnutrition. In addition to the attention to communicable diseases, Rwanda is also preparing for another front, the fight against non-communicable diseases. Although the registry of the problem of these diseases is not controlled, the problem is certain and effective measures must be implemented. The country has just completed the step of data collection to determine the prevalence of these diseases and their risk factors. Rwanda is developing a national NCD strategic plan that will enter the implementation phase this year. But in parallel, Rwanda is already implementing what can already be done. For example, Rwanda has begun vaccination against the human papilloma virus among all girls aged 12 to 15 years. A coverage of 96% is already achieved. Rwanda considers that it cannot go alone for NCDs. In January 2013, the country has launched the NCD Synergies initiative to seek the collaboration with other governments facing similar challenges. Rwanda appeals to the international community to combine their efforts to find sustainable solutions to non-communicable diseases, following the example of HIV, AIDS, TB, and malaria. Mr. President, Rwanda is using homegrown solutions to get out of the routine and the classical theories. The country has identified in its tradition solutions that can change the situation and is putting them in place. Lastly, Rwanda gives importance to new ICT developments in health. E-health is considered by Rwanda as an important component of their system. Since more than 7 years, Rwanda applies e-health in blood bank information system, in logistic management system, in health resource tracking, in health management information system, in e-learning, and continuous professional development. Mr. President, honorable ministers and head of delegation, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot be successful with multiple challenges that arise in health if we do not break with traditional methods. I conclude by asking this assembly not to be afraid to try new methods. I thank you very much.